I finally picked up the Elvis 68 Comeback DVD Special Edition. I had wanted to see this for a little while now, just to sort of fill in my back history of Elvis. I finally watched it on Christmas Day, which was yesterday. And let me tell you, the pictures of him on the DVD show him in a black leather outfit, and that's what I expected this special to be all about. I thought it was going to be a concert, a one-room concert where he sang a bunch of his songs, but that's not what the 68 Comeback DVD was all about. Instead, this was a collection of dozens of different sets, areas, and outfits, songs that were all expertly edited for this TV special. Going into a little bit of the history, Elvis, I think, first aired nationally in the 50s on the Ed Sullivan Show, where he couldn't even shake his hips. The country was very repressed sexually at the time. He was drafted into the military in 1958, and that sort of concluded his first act as an entertainer. When he got out of the military, he went into making a bunch of movies, and he thought that was going to be his next thing. Unfortunately for him, the movie sort of lacked depth, but they did showcase his talent and his dancing. Then he took some time off after that in 1968. This special was filmed in June of 1968, and it wasn't aired until December. To say the least, I was surprised by the content of this special. I was entertained thoroughly. I really enjoyed it. If you're a fan of Elvis Presley, this is a must-have. The DVD, I didn't realize, I guess there's another deluxe edition of the DVD, which is something like 8 hours of content all related to this comeback special, which I think is a little too much, even for a fan of Elvis. I mean, you have to be a super fan. I enjoyed the special. I highly recommend it. I enjoyed all the music, the dancing, the songs, the theatrics that were in the special were very entertaining, and all the different sets. I give this film 5 stars. Among the standout trivia facts on IMDb was that Elvis was only paid $250,000 for that special. But considering it was in 1968, that was a lot of money back then. But still, probably not enough for a performance to that caliber in today's standards.